1 week ago tonight, I flew out to Des Moines, Iowa, and exercised my right to dissent. This is a great country. In this country, every man is allowed freedom of speech, even the vice president. Of course, there's been some criticism of what I said out there in Des Moines. Let me give you a sampling. One congressman charged me with, and I quote, a creeping socialistic scheme against the free enterprise broadcast industry. Now, this is the first time in my memory that anyone ever accused Ted Agnew of having socialist ideas. On Monday, largely because of that address, Mr. Humphrey charged the Nixon administration with a calculated attack on the right of dissent and on the media today. Yet it's widely known that Mr. Humphrey himself believes deeply that the unfair coverage of the Democratic Convention in Chicago by the same media contributed to his defeat in November. There were others that charged that my purpose in that Des Moines speech was to stifle dissent in this country. Nonsense. The expression of my views has produced enough rugged dissent in the last week to wear out a whole covey of commentators and columnists. One critic charged that the speech was disgraceful, ignorant, and base, that it leads us as a nation, he said, into an ugly era of the most fearsome suppression and intimidation. One national commentator, whose name is known to everyone in this room, said, I hesitate to get in the gutter with this guy. Another commentator charges that it was one of the most sinister speeches that I've ever heard made by a public official. The president of one network said that it was an unprecedented attempt to intimidate a news medium, which depends for its existence upon government licenses. The president of another charged me with an appeal to prejudice, and said that it was evident that I would prefer the kind of television that would be subservient to whatever political group happened to be in authority at the time. And they say I have a thin skin.